This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
801 ESPN. The internet is undefeated. Is that the kid or the parents of the kid that are doing the interview?
No, it's this. It's called the Dumb Dad. Shout out to
the Dumb Dad.
Who, Almighty Dollar, I think, sent it to me. It's called the Dumb Dad Podcast. I'll have to check it out. But we'll play it for you in just a little bit.
It's a press conference.
It's a dad having a press conference, and it is. This is such a great idea. I'm so pissed I didn't think of this one. This is a really terrific idea. So it was a dad.
Okay, so Russo's a lifelong San Francisco Giants fan.
Oh, is he?
Mike Francesa is a lifelong Yankee fan.
So he's
okay.
He's not from New York?
He's from New York, but don't forget the Giants were from New York too. His dad might have been a Giants.
So
fan.
He must be born into the family Giants, and you never leave the
Giants.
You
don't leave that, yeah.
Even when they leave the city.
Right.
Okay. So maybe we're actually getting a more, even though he lives there and is, or he at least used to live there before he started working with MLB Network, long time New York sports talk legend.
Right.
It was Francesa and forever is Francesa and Mad Dog Russo.
Now he is.
He works MLB
Network.
Sirius? Yeah, Sirius Network. He's got his own channel, Mad Dog Channel. So he's got his own channel, and then he's got, you know, he does MLB Network as well. So.
They did a 30 for 30 on those two. That's really what started sports talk as we know it today.
FAN?
Yeah. Yeah. Those two, Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yeah, they're iconic, I guess, inside the business. I mean, I never listened to them, but, I mean, I remember watching Mike Francesa during football. He was on the panel. Talking about football game. Like, he was a football analyst, a pro NFL football analyst on TV.
Yeah.
On one of the studio shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that too, yeah.
It wasn't gambling. It was just he was an analyst. And probably because the TV shows originated out of New York, and they knew him from doing radio.
Sure.
That he was the hot name in New York. And
just
they knew
imagine
he was
if we were in New York, we would have been on national television.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Dumbasses. Instead, they got Francesa. And
we could have made about 20% of our paycheck.
Stupid Mad Dog. So, anyway, we heard from the other side, Stephen A. and Max Kellerman, and their idiotic takes about the Astros, and their incorrect takes.
The buzzer was definitely under there.
Definitely there was something under the shirt. Okay. When Major League Baseball investigated and said there was nothing under the shirt in 2019, okay? There was nothing. The whole buzzer thing was made up. There was absolutely zero evidence that there was any buzzer. So you can stop this. We can stop that madness now, okay? We can stop that now. But Mad Dog has a completely different take on the Astros situation. Here he is. This was Monday, too? This was probably Monday, right?
It was Monday.
Yeah, and forgive us. It's recorded directly off of television, it looks like. Oh, so I had to manipulate the audio a little bit. So be kind. Don't rewind.
Houston hadn't hit. Judge hits the home run, runs around the bases, and adjusts his rappel. Sanchez does the same thing. The Astros did not take kindly to this. 2017 is a long time ago. The Yankees seem to forget they did nothing offensively in that series in Houston, whether Houston cheated or not. They couldn't hit themselves out of a paper bag in those four games in Houston. They lost, obviously, in 19. They had trouble there, too. I don't think the Astros cheated in 19. Plus, the Yankees have Cole on a team, and Cole was on Houston in 18. So the Yankees mocking Houston is not Dusty Baker was annoyed. So was the Astros. And the Yankees go out there yesterday. A team that's four games over 500 with a payroll well over $200 million that has done nothing all year long and hasn't been in a World Series since 2009. And I have the Yankees mocking people. And then they go out there yesterday, Bob and I did it, and it can't get out of the wrong way. And Altuve, who already killed Chad Green at Yankee Stadium earlier in the year when he won a big game with a walk-off, or not a walk-off, top of the ninth, goes out there and bombs them over the corporate boxes, and the Astros pull off one of the great comebacks of this year or any other with 6 runs.
Thank you. But he's a Giants fan, so He's going to be anti. If I remember correctly, yeah, he's always been anti Yankee with while Francesco was a big fan.
Tell me the lies that he said.
No, none.
Is it all factual?
Other
that
than
he said?
This, the whole shirt tugging thing all stems from 2019. It had nothing to do with 2017. The whole shirt tugging thing has to do with 2019. It was the walk off against Chapman, and so that's all about that, and it's all about a myth. It's all about a myth that there was a buzzer, and that's why Jose Altuve didn't want to have his shirt ripped off. It's all a myth, and yet it continues to be perpetuated. It's a myth brought about by Carlos Beltran's niece, alleged niece.
It turned out not to be a real. It was just a
Rene Kukua.
Yeah. That was the fake girlfriend of Manti Te'o.
It's the same thing. I mean,
yeah, I did not. Oh, it could have been the same. Actually, I never heard whether or not that was Beltran's niece.
Yeah.
Beltran's niece could have been Rene Kukua.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Rene Kukua.
Actually, yeah, I think you might be right.
Wow,
small world.
It is a small world that she is in the middle of two national controversies about someone who doesn't exist. Or is it Lene? Not Rene. Lene.
It's Lene, yeah.
Lene Kukua.
Rene. Maybe this is her sister Rene.
Could be.
Maybe it's the same Lene family. And Rene. That's probably. No, I think you are right. It was Lene with Teo. This is Rene Kukua, who was the niece of Carlos Beltran.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
Anyway, continues to plague us, and I guess it's not going away. Stephen A. won't let it die. If Stephen A. is not going to let it, I am not going to let this go. Not going to let the Astros off the hook. Well, then, damn it. Then the Astros forever. And I'll say this, I didn't mind not having the Astros there, not getting booed. You know, it doesn't matter, though, where they go or when they do it, when they go, the Astros' stigma is going to be this scandal, and they're going to get booed. And it doesn't even matter if you were here. Orbit's catching it. What the hell? If Brantley was there, he would have caught it. If Presley was there, he would have caught it. They weren't even on the team for any of that. Maybe 19. I don't know. Anyway, so it's not going to end, people. It's not going to end, and we're just going to have to just keep deflecting. AJ might be right. Just let them hate. Let everybody hate. And you know what, Jim Crane? Let the hate shirts fly at Minute Maid. Although, I think we got a reason why he doesn't want the hate shirts flying, right?
We don't know, but it could be because one of the companies, not Running Game, doesn't do anything to him. Infringe on the Astros logos, and they're the ones who have most hated, which I really like that shirt. But somebody else made a shirt that says "Hate Us," and it has basically the Astros logo
H
in there.
Logo, yeah,
yeah. And there's a chance, although they're shutting down any of that stuff. So I think it's probably more what you said. It's like, we don't want to hate anything; we want to be beloved. No, get your chip on your shoulder, let your fan base have an us against the world mentality, and let's go. I haven't seen a bunch of fights in the stands of Astros games. I haven't seen any issues like that. This isn't Giants versus Dodgers. We're not ruffians and wildlings. You know? It's everyone else that's upset. It's not us.
No, it's not us.
Hate us. Go ahead.
Right, right.
We're the most hated. That's fine. All that stuff. But anyway, yeah, maybe Crane probably didn't like somebody using his logo on a shirt. And even though he got a cease and desist, has probably been thrown in there. Once the shirts are out, the shirts are out. So anyway, yeah, that's interesting to hear. Mad Dog, I know that got a lot of traction with Astros Twitter when Mad Dog Russo basically said, "What are you crying about? You guys sucked in 17 on offense when you played in Houston. Cheater, no, you couldn't score any runs." Yeah, it's frustrating. It's
yeah, you remember that
time and again.
I want to say it was game two. Carlos doubled in Altuve from first to win that game. I think it was either 1-0 or 2-1. Yeah. I mean, the Yankees
sucked.
It
was a Verlander start.
The Yankees just sucked. At least here, they did hit at home in that series, but they couldn't do anything here. So that the Astros cheated their way to, and the Yankees should have been in the World Series when they did nothing offensively, nothing. It wasn't like it was a 13-12 game. They did nothing offensively while they were here. The Washington football team has declined a certain logo and a nickname, and we have the list of other ones that they might use. And maybe you guys could can anybody on Twitter or over the phone, someone 3780-3776, come up with a good name for the Washington football team. What should be their new name, their new nickname? Next, right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about my hair. I'm going to nickname it Fabio. Yeah, that's right. That's my hair. I got it trimmed a little bit yesterday, and it was just like, wow, it's still long, flowing, and wonderful. It's all because of Doc Linville. Lance comes in every day and says, man, your hair looks great today. It's unbelievable. Every morning, it's the same thing. But that's what people are saying all the time right now to me. And it's all because of Doc Linville. I owe everything to him. And if you're looking for hair, if you're sick of not having hair, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. The process is wonderful. The people are wonderful. The entire the Neo graft is different. Every system evolves, right? So we're better at doing everything now than we were before because we perfect it. And the doc has perfected this system as opposed to what was going on before where it was painful and it was not ineffective. The doc has perfected this. And Neo grafting is perfecting it. And so if you're looking for a perfect way to go about this, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Stop without hair. Stop not having hair. 975hair.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us. Looking for, well, not that we care too much. I'm not going to put too much time into this, but the Washington football team. Did you see what name they rejected yesterday, Del?
I heard that Warriors was off.
Warriors.
No Native American imagery coming this time around.
But why is Warrior?
The Golden State Warriors were based off of Native Americans, and if you look at what they've used and what they were actually selling in the past as far as T-shirts, it was as bad as the Cleveland Indian stuff.
Yeah.
So I think Warriors has that connotation, so they decided we're out of that.
But the Native Americans aren't the only Warriors.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying Warriors was, American culture.
I know that, but if you don't have, I mean, there are Warriors all throughout history.
But in this country, Warriors, those logos have generally been Native American adjacent, so I guess they decided we're out on that.
Well,
I know what you're saying.
I would use an Assam logo.
A what logo?
Assam.
What is that?
From Warrior.
That's a very niche audience. I don't know how many people would know.
Did you see it with the nunchucks?
Yes. I've seen the first two seasons. I don't know if that would play, actually.
Well, I think it would be totally sweet. Now, then yeah.
Just an Asian man with nunchucks?
With nunchucks,
As the Washington football team's new mascot?
Oh, you don't think that's badass?
Sure, but I don't know if that's what...
And it's paying homage to the Asian American community here.
I just don't think they want to put a community on their helmet. Oh, no.
Nope. Let's move on. Nope. Washington Weasels?
Washington Weasels is not good. Washington Wussies is not. That's not going to be
we're
it.
Not doing the foreskins.
No. Nope.
Okay, that's just cheap
that's
comedy.
That's not it.
That's cheap comedy, TJ.
Nope.
And we're not going to do that.
Let's see what Carrie wants it to be. Carrie is here. What's up, Carrie?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, just getting back to the Yankees-Astros, to preface the call, I'll just say that Sunday's game was my second favorite Astros game next to the Dodgers in the World Series, but After Aaron Judge did his little trot and did his little shenanigans around the bases with his shirt, and then Sanchez did the same thing, and not only did he do the same thing to go up 7-2 on Sunday, then he runs into the dugout and puts on that jacket and does what he does. At what point does the Astros pitching staff say, all right, that's enough, and puts one right into the ribs at 95 miles an hour or between the shoulder blades of the next Yankees batter? I mean, what happened to that? I mean, if that's not the time to do it, when is the time to do it?
That's true. Listen, dotting a guy, there's some, the Astros just haven't done it. Historically, the Astros are not a team that throws at people. They're just not. That was an issue in the clubhouse back with Billy Wagner and Biggio and Bagwell and protecting the hitters, and it just has never, I don't know, it's just, you know, we're too classy for that. We're too classy for that. That's not what we do. We don't dot guys because they're not classy. We're just too classy. I don't know. You're right. I mean, somebody should have caught one. Somebody should have caught one with Judge pulling that garbage. But then you might have just started a beanball war, and that's not. Plus, you know what? They got him back better than that. Scoring 6 in the ninth to beat him with Altuve 3-run homer, that was way better than throwing at Judge. Judge felt much worse after that game, especially when 0-for-4 in that one. And Judge felt much worse seeing the Astros come back and beat him and rub it right in her face and tearing off the jersey. Ryan is here. What's going on, Ryan? Oh, Ryan left? Okay, no Ryan. So we've got some other ones. The Washington Weeds, the Washington Silly Nannies, the Washington Whoopsies, the Washington Drunks.
What about the Hogs?
The Washington Sullage. The Washington Hogs would be good.
Well, but that could be deemed the offensive to some people.
Washington WAP. Washington.
How are they spelling that one?
WAP.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Washington, who's had their issues with the cheerleaders, wants WAP out there either.
The Washington Virginias.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I like that. Well, the Washington Virginians.
Well, they're Virginias.
Well, they're not.
But Virginians, but they're not from.
Well, like the Houston Texans.
Don't they play where do they play their games again?
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but they're close to
they
Virginia.
They do?
Yeah, it's real close to.
I don't know where they play their games, actually.
Are they in Virginia?
That's no, what the I stadium think the reference Virginia, is. I thought it was. That was one of the problems.
Just call them the Virginians and be done with
Virginians?
It.
Virginians? That's not bad.
Washington Texans? I guess it would be okay then.
No,
I mean, we see two.
The stadium's
what's
in Maryland.
The Auburns? What's Auburn's? Auburn?
Yeah, there's all kinds of Tigers.
Who are the Auburn is Tigers.
Yeah.
LSU is Tigers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they're in the same. Right. They're in the same division of the same conference. I guess we could have Washington Texans and Houston Texans.
Why not? And the stadium's in Maryland. Landover.
Okay. Oh, it's in Landover? Here are, this is maybe, I don't know, the Washington football team revealed a new name logo, the proposed names. The Monarchs, which would be ironic, I think. I don't know. The Presidents. The Red Wolves, the Commanders, and the Renegades.
Would Monarchs be ironic considering what, you know, the colonizing?
Yeah.
In the sense
didn't
of,
we fight to get a break away from those people?
I just thought you meant, you know, people were sent over here from countries and they destroyed the Native American culture at the behest of Monarchs.
Yeah. Right, so they destroyed the Redskin name at the behest of
I don't think this is going to work either. What about Washington Redskins, but change their logo to a Redskin potato so that you have better context to the name?
Mm-hmm.
So that way you keep the name, but you say, hey, guys, it's just the potato.
Right.
And then you have to put the potato on there.
And that's fearsome, too.
Yeah.
A potato,
yeah.
A red potato?
Right. The Washington Rebels.
Well,
rebels.
Well, UNLV
is
back.
UNLV is still the Rebels. They just got rid of current whatever they called that guy.
The Washington Woodthrush.
No, not the Confederacy. That's the wrong. That's not even the right side of that one.
I like The Washington Gropers? No.
That's a bad. That's
These
bad.
Are all terrible ideas.
The Washington, D.C. Cabs? No, the Cabs? No. Mm.
D.C. Cab. Mr. T was in it.
Yeah. D? Yeah, that's what he said. Mr. T. Okay. D.C. Cab.
That's all I knew about. Yeah, that's all I knew about D.C. Cab.
Mr.
I
T is the
I just
the
knew
mascot.
That Mr. T was in it. Mr. T was a big deal in the 80s when I was growing up. Like, well, Mr. T's is something?
Yeah.
The A-Team, my favorite.
Yep. The Dirty Biaz.
Yeah, your favorite reference.
The Washington Gingers.
Yeah, these are all, none of
these are great. Names.
None of these are going to be good.
These are terrible names. I don't understand.
None of these are all
Washington Woke, that could be, because man, is that city woke.
Not the Washington Insurrectionists.
Well,
that's not a name that's going to pass.
No. Well,
the Washington Woke and the Washington Insurrectionist. You want to talk about two different, totally
yeah,
different
right.
names.
The exact opposite. Yeah. So yeah, you guys, I don't know. You guys are terrible at this. You really are not any good at naming this Washington football team. Okay. The Crackheads, well, they did have a mayor.
Yeah, but that's a bit ago, and I think they want to separate from that.
The
Washington
the
Crackheads.
The Casting Couches.
What? Oh, well, they did do stuff.
Okay, this segment's
officially over. The Stormers, the Rioters.
The Washington Riot?
Washington. Up next.
Isn't what about
isn't
the Washington Riot?
To the XFL?
Washington Riot.
I actually like the nickname The Riot.
Yeah.
You can't.
What about Washington Hoodlums?
Ooh.
Can they do that?
Can they get Jeff Van Gundy
is
out?
Is that something
Van Gundy's the logo?
Yeah.
With a microphone here. With a stand-up shot before the game and glasses
he's holding on. Or he's holding on to a tree trunk leg. One of the two as the logo.
The Boat Stealers.
The Masks.
The Boat Stealers, I like it.
I like, no, what about the guy who was wearing that
boat
Daniel...
Thieves.
That
Boat Thieves.
That Daniel... The Daniel Boone hat, and he was in the Capitol. Can he be the can he be their
he
mascot?
Could be the, yeah.
The QAnon warrior, or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That guy as a mascot.
He's an orange.
Washington Corruption. That's not bad. No, that's not bad.
And now
that's
we're talking. Good. Everyone can get behind the Washington
yeah,
Corruption, right? Maybe not Dan Snyder. Like, listen, the PR stuff yeah. has not been great for us. We don't want a name like the Corruption. Listen, Dan, we think it's important you lean into it. And I can tell you, the T-shirt sales are going to go through the roof if you're the
corruption. They can call their stadium, give them a nickname, the Swamp. I mean, I know Florida has that.
Yeah.
We call it the Swamp, too.
Lean all the way in.
Yeah. The Washington Debt.
That's
the Wash. Okay.
That's not bad.
Dan's right. The Washington Gridlock's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Not the Washington good. Pronouns, where everyone is they. David,
well,
this is a terrible Washington pronoun.
Well... You want to be as woke as you can.
Everybody is they?
Yeah, they.
They made a great pass to them.
Yeah.
You can't, no. We can't call it the Washington pronoun.
Way too woke.
The
even
Washington,
for Washington
gridlock. And definitely.
Well, let's not forget, though.
Now,
let's not forget, though. The NFL is.
But
the
best,
NFL is queer. The NFL is gay. The NFL is.
You want to put some context in this?
The NFL is lesbian.
You want to tell people the context?
Well, the NFL said it. The NFL put
month.
Out a video.
During Pride Month, yes. Yeah. It sounds like you're just making disparaging comments. I don't want
no,
you to get in trouble.
I'm not getting in trouble.
Yeah, just
it's
tell people where it comes from.
It came from the NFL.
Okay.
They put out a video where they said they were gay, queer, lesbian.
The Washington District of Columbians is 100%
doesn't
should
really
be the winner with
the
red,
tongue.
White, and blue.
Oh.
That should be the name. The Washington, the Houston Texans is a great name.
There's an example.
Great color scheme, very creative. Washington District of Columbians is non-offensive. It represents your region. I love the color scheme. You're in Washington. You get the red, white, and blue. That's the winner. That's the should be the name for everyone. The Dallas Texans. It's okay because you're in Dallas.
Yeah.
You can change it if you want. If Cowboys is offensive in any way, shape, or form because, you know, what the Cowboys did to different people over the years, you may want to change that. And if you want to change it, I'm okay with you calling yourself the Texans because you're not an AFC team.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't mind.
You're
Washington,
not in our division.
Washington
we can't
Texans.
Have the Indiana Texans
right.
or Indianapolis Texans or Jacksonville Texans. It's too confusing.
Will they call themselves the Americans?
Washington Americans?
The Washington Americans is a good name.
I don't know why they would call themselves the Columbian Coke. The Washington Columbian Coke.
How many guys have
I don't see that the relationship there.
That's not great, no.
No, but they did you know, the government certainly did help the cocaine trade back in the day to pay for the...
Yeah, you can find that in a lot of documentaries now. They're like, it's out there. They're financing a lot of... Oh, well, that was out there back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Well, Oliver Stone's like, hey, shh.
What are you talking about?
Not Oliver Stone, but...
What
was his name?
Oliver North.
Oliver Luck. Yeah. Oliver North.
Not Oliver,
Oliver Luck. Was not involved in the Contra.
Oliver Stone. Oliver Twist.
Either of those
Oliver Twist
were involved. Not Oliver Perez.
No.
None of these guys were involved in
not
the
Olivia de Havilland.
Drugs for arms deal with the Contras and the you know the freedom fight. None of that.
None of them were.
Oliver Luck was not involved in that.
It was Oliver North.
Andrew Luck was not involved
in
that either.
Oliver North.
Yes.
Remember him raising his right hand?
Yes.
Yeah, that was him. 827 ESPN 975-713-780-3776.
The Colonizers is not going to work.
No, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. No. Washington Colonizers is not going to work.
I like
Dale,
it, though.
They were the ones who helped in slavery. They were in the North. They were the Union side.
No, Colonizer is about, you know, colonizing countries, not slavery.
Yeah.
And, you know, the colonies... Hey,
the colonies, how you started before we had states, they were colonies.
I know.
What's the problem?
The Washington colonizers.
No.
Touchdown.
That's not going to be. That's not good branding right now.
Colonizers.
That's not good branding. You're the worst PR rep in the world.
That's another first down.
Not the colonizers.
That's another Washington
Here
colonizer.
Are your colonizers.
You know, when they get first.
Freedom.
When they get first
quarterback
down.
Quarterback him.
When they get first
Running
down.
Running back him.
That's another Washington colonizers. First down.
Wide receiver, they're not doing that. We're not doing the pronouns. We're not doing the colonizers. These are terrible. Most of these are terrible ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The good one is Washington Texans or Washington District of Columbians.
Those are
good ones.
They're not offensive. Nobody will be offended.
Washington Rex in honor of Frankie is not. We're not doing Washington Rex. Nothing about Washington Hodor. You can't just jackhammer Cal McNair in there. We're not doing that.
All right, 829 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
The Washington riot is potentially up.
It's a possibility. All right, why don't you talk about a little insurance? And on the other side, we've got some hot seat conversation that I'd like
actually,
to get to.
When are we be doing Allison Footer?
No, Allison Footer's coming our way.
That's fine.
We got Allison Footer next.
Let me make it quick then. TGS Insurance, text the word money to 232323, and you are going to get a competitive rate. Imagine that. Imagine people competing for your business with your homeowner's insurance. Now, I know you might be thinking, well, if I get an average savings of $900 annually, that simply means that I am, I'm actually paying for bad insurance. No, it's actually A-rated insurance companies. That's all that TGS does. Is they deal with A-rated insurance underwriters. But here's the thing. You don't have to, you know, pay this fee, this convenience fee of staying with the same group over and over where they raise your rates slightly every single year. And before you know it, you're not getting a bundle. You're not getting a deal. You're paying too much. Get your A-rated insurance. Have people competing for your business. And most importantly, start saving money today. Put more of your money back in your pocket. Text the word money to 232323 with TGSinsurance.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dale, bringing in Allison Footer, who was a regular on the show. And now it's been 4 years, so we've got our 4 years where we haven't had her on. So now we're bringing her in once again. What's up, Scrunchy?
I know. I feel like I'm nearing retirement. I'm always like reminded of the passage of time when I talk to you guys, because then I remember that we're all still alive, which is a good thing.
Well, I saw you on last weekend or wherever you were on the Astros pre and post. Brought back memories of we used to do that together quite a bit. We were out at Minute Maid quite a bit together. You used to work for the organization, you know. So when we put out the that you were going to be on the show, some Astros fans are kind of a little pissed off at you. And
really?
you act like you know this.
Yeah, you probably are aware of this situation. I was with you though. I did not like the Roberto Osuna signing. I didn't want to root for. I don't want to root for that guy. I just didn't. I thought it was, and actually, I thought it was the beginning of the dark side of this organization, and maybe it karma came to hit the organization because they signed Osuna. But you were putting the domestic violence hotline out every time that he pitched. But my question to you is, was that just because you worked for the Astros? Because you didn't do that when Aroldis Chapman came into the game, right?
Oh, is this okay? So we're gonna this is why you guys wanted me on the show.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I have. First of all, people need to stop living their lives on Twitter and thinking that if when what you do and say on Twitter is like the most important thing in the world, and perhaps find something else to do. I have said things about Aroldis Chapman, so saying that I haven't would be incorrect. And basically, I tweeted out those phone numbers a couple of times, and then I was just going to do it like two or three times, and then the whack job people with no lives on Twitter got like this firestorm. And so I just kept doing it. Like, well, you can't give these idiots what they want. So, right.
I just kept the so it's almost like a back in your face. But this is what I don't understand. If you don't like something, you can ignore, you can mute, you can block, whatever you want to do. Like, it's amazing that people don't just erase things out of their lives that they don't like on social media. Just take it out, and you're good.
Yeah,
and you're fine. I don't understand why the comments that people make.
And I'm not rehashing. I agreed with you. I agree. I was anti Osuna. I didn't like any. There was something uncomfortable every time he came into the game. We haven't talked in a while, and I was just wondering is that stuff all died down now for you?
I don't actually read any comments. To me, on Twitter, the only people that I see that tweet me are people I follow. So I don't actually see like what you're saying. I also do not. I literally do not care about people on Twitter. Like when the dumbest people on the planet now have a way to speak directly to a person, these people do not matter in my world. So that's probably something everybody needs to know. Number one, I probably muted you like years ago. And number two, it's been 2 years since I set my settings so that I do not see the general public tweeting me. So no. If that's the message that I could get out right now, and I don't care. Like, here's the thing about Twitter, and I have told my colleagues this. Like, this is not representative of society. This is not representative of the baseball watching public. This is a very, very small segment of people who whatever they want to think, whatever they want to feel. But it's not representative of the larger population because most normal people are just going about their lives and not finding things to be furious on Twitter.
You know, it's funny.
So, to those people, do something else. That's all I'm saying. Do something else.
And what I find funny is that a lot of the same people who are the worst about making sure that they're anti and they're negative, they'll also complain that, man, Twitter's ruining everything. The people on the other side of whatever their side is, they won't like that. Fact is, what is dangerous is thinking that Twitter, I deal with people on Twitter, negative stuff about, you know, when it comes to draft stuff and then it takes off. But it's a different thing when you're targeted as harassment, like Allison has been. When it's targeted harassment, you feel like the whole world is on top of you. It is incredible how quick that can flip on you and be overwhelming. People don't know it until they've been part of it. They don't have any idea even how a relatively small amount can feel like. But it can also make you feel like this is the world that you live in. And it's just like Allison said. Yeah, it's important to realize this is not the actual world.
It is not the world. Like, I could sit there and say, like, I deal with great people and awful people every single day. And then when I stopped looking at Twitter, I stopped meeting awful people. Like, these are the dregs of the earth that do this stuff. And so they have no place in my world. And I'm guessing that they have actually no place in the people's world who they're actually interacting with.
Oh, no.
So, there's probably bigger issues going on with these people. I literally do not care about
Or in a lot of cases,
which is why I don't read this stuff.
Yeah. Well, in a lot of cases, the people that they're defending, they don't care about you. So you can stop defending them. So Allison Footer is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Would you like for us to keep going down that path?
No, no,
Allison,
no.
You want to move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
I want to talk about the Astros not going to the All-Star game. And we were thinking that maybe in the future there will be some, you know, that fans are going to say, well, the Astros don't want to be there anyway. We're not going to vote for them. Or Major League Baseball, if the managers or the players or whatever, are there's going to be some backlash to all four Astros not going. What do you think is what happens going forward with the Astros in the All-Star game?
Yeah, I mean, the commissioner actually made a point yesterday that I didn't know, and that's that it's in the basic agreement. There's a provision in the basic agreement that you are required to go unless you are injured, you know, or some extreme circumstance. And, I mean, the thing is that, like, in Houston, when these guys all opted out and they gave their excuses, like, the Houston reporters did not ask if this had anything to do with, like, the fallout from, you know, I mean, you don't want to be booed or you don't want to face the other teammates. Like, nobody asked these questions. So we really don't – I don't know that we know the full story, but, you know, I mean, Brian Presley's wife is about to give birth, and, like, that's a really good reason not to go. But, I mean, it seems very fishy. And some other guys didn't go. And, like, you know, you can't tell me you have, like, you're nursing a leg injury and then, like, hit, you know, three walk-off homers. I mean, so I don't know that there's, like, really a way that they're going to be able to enforce it, because I don't think this is going to be, like, the thing that the commissioner wants to make an issue of. You know, there's a lot of contention between the two sides, and so it's probably, you know, not – I don't see anything coming of it. But yeah, it was very suspicious, and, like, you know, I just sit there and roll my eyes and, like, okay, you know, whatever. But you know, if nobody's going to ask any tough questions in the city, which they don't, then, I don't see us finding any answers.
Well, no, and DeGrom did it too. So, I mean, DeGrom just said, I ain't going, you know. So it wasn't only then. But I know Carlos and Altuve had a plan before. It was a little surprising that Presley – But here's the deal is, how awkward would it have been with those guys in that locker room with a lot of guys that said a lot of stuff about the scandal? And you know, the Astros, they're taking it. Taking it all.
Altuve, when he's on second base, or Correa, and they're always chummy with guys who come to second. I don't think it would have been an issue, honestly. I don't think Aaron Judge would have said a thing. I don't think it would have been that big a deal.
Allison, you think the same way?
Yeah, I think that it would have been like, you know, they don't have to talk to each other. And there's been plenty of guys that are, you know, share a locker room at the All-Star game that were former teammates that don't like each other. I mean, I think it's largely more like a media and fan thing. I think the players have probably moved past it by now. And like deep down, I mean, all these people know, all these players know that Altuve, you know, really had very little to do with that whole thing, and that he is just a natural, gifted elite hitter who is probably on his way to the Hall of Fame. And I mean, you know, time will heal all of this. Like, time will fix all of this in terms of, like, what was going on. Jose Altuve is going to come out of this, and everyone's going to have the understanding that he really had nothing to do. He wanted no part of all that stuff that happened. He won't say it because he's, like, the team leader, and he's not going to say, I didn't want it, but everybody else did. So he's just taking it, and I hope that eventually he can move on from it, because he's seriously, like, he has been hitting that baseball since he was 16 years old in this Astros organization, and he is obviously still doing what he's always done. So, you know, it has nothing to do with cheating, his talent.
Allison Footer with us, MLB, .com. MLB, she's actually executive editor. Is that what you're – national content for
I am.
MLB. Way to go, Scrunchy. Way to get a big title.
Thanks for reading my Twitter handle. I appreciate that.
I did. What what is Carlos Correa going to get paid, and how many years after? And let's say he stays healthy. Let's say he continues to hit the way he's hitting. What do you foresee for Correa's next contract?
That's hard to say, because he's not going to be the only shortstop out there. I mean, there's some pretty elite shortstops that are going to be free agents. And, I mean, if he stays healthy, I think that he's going to get a pretty healthy contract. He's just never stayed on the field for the entire season. And I was alarmed when he was 24 and had, you know, lower back issues. I was like, that's a warning sign right there. That's a red flag, just to be that young. But I would say that he's probably not going to get what he's looking for. he's not going to get one of these, like, Mookie Betts contracts. But I would say, you know, someone's going to offer him a 5 or 6 year deal. Someone will cave and do that. He's so good when he's healthy.
Well, the Astros offered him 6, 120, before the season, and he said, there's no way. What with, you know, Lindor getting 341 and Tatis getting 340. He's like, I was told.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I don't see it either, but I don't see it either, but
is there a third team willing to pay?
What about the Rangers doing something stupid?
But is there a third team willing to go 10 years, 30 million APY? Are they willing to get it to 300 million? Are there three teams willing to pay shortstops that much?
No, not there's not going to be somebody who offers in 10 years when he's had a history of back issues at a very young age. You don't improve with age. So, I mean, Tatis, they like totally gambled on, I mean, he barely played in the big leagues and they just locked him up for the entirety of his career. But you don't get better when you're 29. And so, no, I don't think that there's a 10-year contract.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I said it when he signed it. You know, that's a 14-year deal. That's 24 a year. Tatis is really going to regret that, unless he's got outs and he can get out of it. Tatis is going to regret that in about 6 or 7 years, and he's going to be pissed that he's only making 24 when you see Lindor making 34.
Well, isn't he making 24 because of the money that he's
he's making 24 total per year.
But he's not making that either.
No, he's not making close to that because of that dumb contract he signed.
He was part of the group that invests in minor leaguers, and then you give him 10% of your salary, right. I think.
Is Tatis going to regret 24 a year in 7 or 8 years, Allison?
I mean, it's hard to say he'll regret it, but like if the salaries for others continue to escalate, I don't know that he'll regret it. I mean, you know, he knows what he's doing, you know, and he got good advice, and it's a pretty nice place to play baseball. It's a pretty great place to make a home. And, you know, if he ends up being like, you know, the best shortstop in history, then I guess he'll probably always wonder, you know, what could I have gotten? But I don't know that there would be, like, major regrets. I don't think in 10 years that it's going to be, like, $50 million a year. You know, I just think at some point it's going to be capped somewhere. And I think the new CBA, it'll be interesting to see what happens. If they start rewarding guys and paying guys at a younger age, you know, and having, like, $1 million for, like, the major league minimum, you know, things that they can do and incentivize guys to maybe like sign at a younger age. I just think that we're going to see, you know, things are going to be pretty even over time. In 10 years, yeah, 24 won't seem like a whole lot. But if he's, you know, winning World Series and he's like the greatest thing that ever happened to San Diego, I think he'll be fine.
I want to add, just really quickly, do you hear anything about the Astros minor league system in terms? I know that it was considered considered 28th in the league of Baseball America headed into the year. Knowing what you know, or do you have any insight into how baseball people might view and envision the Astros bullpen the Astros minor league system? And then also as kind of as a follow-up to that is how is it a lock? Do you think that James Click and the Astros are buyers when it comes to the trade market this year for the bullpen?
Oh, yeah, I think they need to be buyers. I think that's like they absolutely have to be. They're not going to like be falling out of the race. But they're clearly not as good and as strong as they have been in the past couple of years. So I think that they're going to have to add a piece. The minor league system is exactly where we thought it would be after, you know, all the years of having to make those trades to get these guys into the organization that ended up helping them win the World Series. So I don't think you can look back on anything and say, oh, you know, we shouldn't have done this. We're 28 now. You know, that's what you have to do. And then you got to just replenish it. And there are going to be some lean years coming up because of course they didn't have any picks in the first and second rounds for 2 years. They've been picking at the end of each round because of how good they've been. And so it's going to take some, you know, creativity and they're just going to have to build it up. It's fine. It's the way it goes. And then, yeah, if they're going to get bullpen help, then they're going to have to give up another couple prospects. So, you know, if you get a World Series, one, you know, two preferably, but if you get one during that time that you were going to be that good, then there are no regrets.
Allison Footer, before you go, you got to draft a team. You've got Ohtani, Tatis, Soto, Acuna, and Guerrero. What order do you take them in?
For the draft?
And yeah. Straw.
Tatis.
You take Soto. Tatis first?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tatis, Soto, Ohtani, Acuna. Who's the other one?
Guerrero.
Guerrero.
Oh, Guerrero. Yeah, I'd probably take him last.
Really? Now, Tatis has back problems, too, now.
That's true. That's true. And he swung so hard, like, his shoulder came out of his pocket.
Yeah, right.
So that was a little
That's questionable.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah. But, yeah, I think... I just don't know that Ohtani's going to be able to do what he's doing long term. I think it's amazing that he's doing it right now. And I think, you know, people need to realize that he decided to make himself available to major league teams before he was 25. So this wasn't a huge contract. This wasn't like the, you know, posting him and he came in and was making the major league minimum. Like that's what he wanted to do. And so he's in the system, will be arbitration eligible, you know, and on and on. So this wasn't a money grab. And I think that's really cool that he just, he wanted to be a two-way player. It's something we've never seen before, and I just am loving every second of watching that guy.
But he's like Hideki Matsuyama, who won the Masters. I'm not worried about Shohei Ohtani's money. He is just huge back home. Huge. I mean, he's never going to have to. He'll never have to worry about a thing ever again. So
he and Ichiro, national heroes.
Yeah, right. All right, well, it was good talking to you again.
Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I saw you on with Julia, and I said let's get Scrunchy back on. See what Scrunchy's doing, what she's up to. And
you know, they run those shows like on the scoreboard, like pregame every day. And I had to cover some games last week, and it was like I wanted to hide under the table because every time I looked up, my big fat face was there, and I was like, "Can we stop this, please?
Stop the back." Hey, we appreciate it. Good talking to you, and we'll talk again soon. In less than 4 years.
Make it 2.5.
Okay, 2.5 years. We'll call you back.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
There's Allison Footer right here, MLB executive editor of national content for MLB.com.
You just had to love it at the beginning. Oh, okay, so this is why you had me on. This is why you called to have me on.
No. I just wanted to ask her about it.
She's dealt with a lot of crap, by the way.
Yeah, sure she has. Well, she had that whole thing with Brandon Todman. Mm-hmm. She was in the middle of that. That sucked. So here's the deal right now. You know what? Be a champion. You, my friends, can be champions. All you got to do right now is go to champion.energy/1560. Save. It's hot. You're probably wasting how much? How much are you wasting on your electricity bill? It simply is the case. If you, my friends, are not with Champion Energy, I promise you, you're probably paying more. When my buddy Justin switched over, he was like, "Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous how much lower this is than I was just paying." And if that's what happens, are you kidding me? That's all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. champion.energy/1560.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards are back, celebrating the top talent in Houston's restaurant and bar communities. Join us July 22nd at Silver Street Studios for our signature in-person tasting event and award ceremony. Come celebrate all of the nominees like Restaurant of the Year, Bar of the Year, Best Neighborhood Restaurant, and more. We'll unveil the 2021 winners, and you'll sample bites and sip specialty drinks along the way. Get your tickets now at culturemap.com/TM. That is culturemap.com/TM for the Tastemaker Awards, brought to you by Culture Map, July 22nd at Silver Street Studios.
All right, 53 Pass. That's a quick segment because we spent quite a bit of time with Scrunchy, and it was good to have her back on the show. And you all can stop with your hate, okay? All right? She don't care. Did you hear? She don't care.
She doesn't even
red
see
hair
it.
Don't care.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
It's long been said about red hair don't care.
We're not asking her about Jeff Passan, Art, and stop. But you know what, Art? Your questions for our guests are really, really, really out of line.
Yeah,
okay, this is new. You know how many times we've asked? I actually have asked a couple of questions that Art asked, but it, for the most part, we can never ask the questions that you propose on Twitter, Art.
That's, I wish just, we could.
Yeah, sometimes I do too.
It all started with me back at. Mm. It was here, but I think at 790, used to always tell me to ask when. To ask Daryl Morey if he knew when Dre's new
Yeah, when it drops.
When it was going to drop. Yeah, it was just like every axe Daryl Morey when Chronic 2 is going to drop or whatever. I'm like, no, I'm not going to axe him that. So what are you talking about? We've got, let's see. I had a little something I wanted to get to, well, football related.
Okay.
Oh, Tom Brady. Did you see Tom? And I know that he's friends with these guys, but Tom Brady is just such a troll. He had a tweet yesterday. He's throwing passes. It said, great to have Wes, Jules, and Danny out in Montana this week. Just missing my my tight end. And if you watch the video, it's like little kids. He's throwing to little kids. And so he's just crushing those little wide receivers. You know what he's like? Seriously. Tom Brady is like every golfer that Dick Harmon ever introduced us to, or Dick Harmon. Steve Elkington, they all have this biting sense of humor where they, it's frankly bullying, John.
Yes.
It's a bullying campaign.
He actually was bullying Aaron Rodgers during the match. Yeah. About his controversy with
he's make no mistake, Tom Brady's a bully.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan was a bully. All these guys are bullies.
Wes, Jules, and Danny out in Montana this week. Is missing my tight end, and he's got little kids. He's it's so funny.
Now yeah. I had an anti-discrimination 1 hour mandatory session with NFL yesterday that I had to do, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just read this very quickly. It's a quick segment. I want you guys to answer this. This is something that actually came up at the very beginning of this. This is a Zoom call. It was mandatory across NFL media. Here's a question. A host pulls aside an on-air analyst on set, apparently very upset, and says that she needs to talk with him about something that is bothering her. The analyst responds that he's getting ready to go on air and asks her if she needs to speak with him now or can it wait until later in the day. She responds that she can wait, but she definitely needs to talk today. He suggests they grab tacos after work to talk about what is bothering her since his schedule is packed. Now, we then had to answer a poll, and here are the questions. What do you think the answer is? A, his suggestion that they go out to tacos after work is illegal.
B, his
suggestion that they go out for tacos after work is inappropriate, even if it isn't illegal. Or C, his suggestion that they go out for tacos after work is totally fine.
What about D?
I don't take no orders from no woman, okay, by the way.
That wasn't on here.
No.
For the anti-discrimination. What's the answer?
The answer is B. It's inappropriate.
Okay. Do you feel like it's inappropriate?
Yeah, you shouldn't go out for tacos. Just tell me why do we have to go
lunch,
out for tacos?
A dinner.
Okay, here's the answer. 63% said B. 37% said there's nothing wrong. It's totally fine. Luckily, 0% said it's illegal. They did say there are times we have answers that say it's illegal.
It's not against
they said,
the law.
The answer is actually C, that we're so hypersensitive now to everything that might be. They said, and the guy even said, you know, and these are people who work in L.A. and New York. They're very keen to this. They are experts in the field. They said, sometimes tacos are tacos. It is okay to ask a cohort out, even if it's not even if it's a woman. It is okay if you respect them and it's not. And they said, nowhere in there did you get that there was something more than just tacos.
What about
and
this?
And his schedule is packed. He said, you know, and their whole point was, let's remember sometime that while we need to be vigilant, we don't have to be overly sensitive to everything. You know what I answered? I wanted to get it right. I said B. I said, well, I don't feel like it. If Colleen Wolf pulled me aside and said, hey, something's really bothering me. You mind if I talk? Yeah, I got to finish all these mock drafts. Can we just go grab something to eat and do it there? Yeah, that's fine. There'd be nothing there between. I respect her. We're friends.
Yeah, as long as tacos isn't a euphemism for something.
No.
As long as you say nachos. Did you say nachos?
What did you order nachos?
It was very expressive.
Okay, what if you said,
it said tacos?
Let's go to a bar and do body shots.
Now they would have said.
That's inappropriate, but tacos. Quote unquote,
well,
tacos.
Now even, putting it in quotes.
Even the biggest and best firm that handles anti-discrimination and harassment cases and helps to educate large corporations, they even say that the answer is actually see that sometimes tacos are tacos and there's nothing in that story. But did you see what an ally John was to say, no, It's inappropriate. You don't need to go have tacos. Just tell me now.
And my wife would say it's inappropriate.
Well, definitely.
Why are you going out for tacos with another
woman? She would say that to you.
Yes. Yes.
She doesn't trust you?
No. But, well, here's the deal. My wife is boss, and she takes people out to lunch and whatnot, and it's fine.
She's lucky she hasn't been sued for sexual harassment.
Well, it's not if sexual they went for harassment. Tacos. They didn't go
it's,
for tacos.
It's clearly you think it's she sexual harassment somewhere if you go somewhere for lunch.
Well, yes.
Well, no, my wife dinner. Would think it's in a bitch, but for me to do it because, well.
John, I've really got a problem. Can we, well, I mean, would you like to go for tacos? If you put it in quotes.
If you put it in quotes?
Yes, it's inappropriate.
Tacos? I just thought it was interesting that I'm trying to get it right. I'm like, well, B, it's clearly
inappropriate. I said B, too. I thought it would be
you would
B.
ever have a conversation over dinner right. like that. That could never really happen. And like, no, let's, it's C. It's actually, there's yeah, nothing in that story
see,
that
two
was
out of
inappropriate.
Three people think it is inappropriate.
And their whole point
they're
was,
fearful.
Maybe we
in this world, right?
Maybe we are a little, but you know, the rest of it, there was things like, be careful of this. But it was actually a very reasonable. I was actually happy. They said, hey, sometimes some of it was, hey, sometimes you don't get now, something. It's not because of who you are. It's because that sometimes you just weren't good or you didn't deserve it.
So when you take Kay Adams out for dinner sometime, a nice dinner, you
I'm not inviting Kay Adams anywhere. I don't think my wife would think that's appropriate.
I don't think she would eat.
No, she wouldn't have a problem with Colleen.
A nice candlelight dinner.
You had the options of A, B, and C, and then we added D, I don't take no orders from no woman. What if E was, John goes, well, what you look like?
What?
Yeah, see, this is why he can't run. I said he was an ally for choosing B, even though that was the super
I think it's fine if she's
answer.
Not that attractive.
Yeah, E, tacos.
What's inappropriate about it?
What's inappropriate?
What's inappropriate about that person when you say your schedule's packed? How about while I'm going to eat dinner, you can tell me what's going on? We can have tacos. It's not even a nice dinner,
because
just tacos. What's inappropriate about it?
I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Because it goes.
I guess I would. I'm sure I've had.
If Lord Beavers needed to talk to you,
yeah, that's different.
See, why is it different?
Because you have a respectful, personal relationship.
Yeah. Maybe this is saying more about you.
No. But if Kay Adams,
but you wouldn't
you,
go out.
Would
with,
you feel comfortable going out with Kay
well,
Adams
he knows,
for, to
he knows,
dinner?
He knows himself. He can't do that.
I've joked around on the air, but no, I just wouldn't.
You wouldn't feel comfortable.
But Colleen Wolf, that's my girl. Cynthia Freeland, that's my girl. I would have no problem. Really, I'd have no problem with I'm a professional. I'd have no problem with Kay Adams. I just know I couldn't tell you guys because it would turn into a thing.
Yeah.
Well, you make it a thing.
You made it a thing.
You guys always
you
make everything
a thing.
We didn't make
everything
it a thing. You made it a thing.
But you make everything a thing.
You know
and he makes everything a thing.
No,
I just here minding my own business.
No, you
trying
made
to just get through the day.
You made it a thing.
Person.
If Mary Elizabeth Winslet or whatever.
Winstead.
Yeah. Winstead.
Oh. She said she needed something to talk to me about. I'm not going to let her. And she seems upset. Yeah, I'm going to talk to her. Or also that girl that runs the brothel on Warrior.
Hotel, I know.
And the girl that runs a brothel in Warrior.
When would you ever be in a working
relationship?
But when would he ever be in a working relationship with her to say, yeah, let's go out and talk to her?
Well, let's see. Eric, I've done local theater before.
With Eric Layden, he's on the set.
Yeah, maybe
but
I'm an extra.
He's not working.
Yeah, he's
maybe I'm an extra.
Eric Layden is doing a movie about NFL draft.
Uh-huh.
And Lance is the expert.
The advisor.
Okay,
the technical advisor, yeah.
And Mary-Kate Winslet. Or
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, whatever her name is.
Winstead,
whatever her name is.
Mixing up those twins.
She's the
love interest of the draft guru.
Why does she have to be the love interest? Why can't she just be
the draft expert?
Why can't she be Colleen Wolf?
I really need to know what the grind is like.
She's a reporter.
Can you take me through that? I really need to know. I'd say, yeah, absolutely. We'll go watch tape together. And that's not a euphemism. Watching tape together is not a euphemism for anything.
Yeah,
nachos is the euphemism.
I'm going to bet. Right now, see if I got odds. My bookie.
Like if Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
How would this end for you? Whether or not Nicole would kill you? Oh, yeah. My bookie says, oh, yeah, dead. He's a dead
no,
man.
No, it's
here's
not.
The deal.
You know what she says? She says, good luck. She always tells me. Go ahead.
You can
find whatever
you want to bet on at mybookie.ag.
Yeah, run a little.
Promo code BET975. Guess what? The open starts tomorrow morning. All right, and it's early, so you got to do it today. The open is tomorrow morning. You got your bet down? There's all kinds of great odds on it right now. I'm going to get to it, as a matter of fact, and let you know. It is fantastic. All of the different golf right now, the British Open, first round leader. You can there's groups that you can bet on. You can bet head-to-head. You can bet whole matchups. everything. I mean, there's all kinds of wonderful, wonderful different props that you can bet on right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. But not only that, you got the NBA tonight. You can bet on that. And listen, when you make your initial deposit, they will match up to 50%. So you put in $2,000, they'll match $1,000. You got $3,000 to play with. Or it's just $200 and they'll match $100 of it and you got $300 to play with. It's all at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Mybookie.ag, BET975.